For the Subway pregame show, Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Fairmont, Minnesota for Section 3AA semifinals and finals of the teams. On Thursday, 11 teams from Section 3AA met each other, and the four winners are now in the semifinals, and then about 2 hours or so from now, the finals. And this is how things went on Thursday night. Hutchinson lost to Mahaka by the score of 48-22, and then they wrestled Marshall, and Marshall won 65-3. Down on the south, St. James lost to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, 46-25, and then Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial lost to New Ulm by a score of 52-15. And Worthington lost to Martin County, 45-23, and Windham Mountain Lake defeated Martin County, 42-28. And then the team we're covering is Dawson Boyd, Macaparo Montevideo, and they won in a squeaker, Danny, 31-30 over New London Spicer.
They did, but we talked about it. We had a couple injury defaults, which, I mean, that score could have been a lot better in our favor. We gave up two injury defaults where probably both those kids win. So
yeah, that's 12 points right there.
Yeah, each match, that makes a big difference. So
yeah, and for today, they cross brackets, so Team United will be wrestling against New Ulm, and Windham Mountain Lake will be wrestling against Marshall, and the winners will wrestle later on, and the winner of that will represent 3AA in the state tournament.
Should be a couple good matches here. Unfortunately, we've got a couple kids that are injured that are going to hurt us a little bit, but that's part of this sport, and this time of year, I mean, it just happens. So, yeah, it's unfortunate for Team United at this time, but live with it. And those kids are not going to wrestle today to try and get healed up for the individual tournament.
That's right. So, at this point, we'll do the State Farm starting lineup, sponsored by Tony Arata, with offices in Candy and in Madison. And starting off here for New Ulm will be at 107 pounds. Chase Wilson, he is a ninth grader. For Team United, either Griffin Johnson, a ninth grader, or Colin Rosendahl, a ninth grader.
And at 114 pounds, the New Ulm Eagles have Reagan Johnson out. And there again, we've been looking at this. We don't know if one of the Johnson or Rosendahl will move up, and we'll bump Caden up to fill all the spots where we have injuries. But it'll be either Colin Rosendahl or Caden Embleson.
And New Ulm also wrestled or weighed in two at 14, so Caden Johnson could, or Regan Johnson could, wrestle at 114. But 121 for New Ulm is Braden Miller. And in the program for 114 for Team United is Caden Emilson, a ninth grader for Team United.
At 127, Alex Portner of New Ulm will face either Trent Boffin or Gavin Mortensen. We don't know there. Again, that'll be part of the flip of the coin.
Okay, for 127, Alex Portner, a junior, will be wrestling at that weight for Caden Fort Wrangler, sophomore.
At 133 for New Ulm will be Kane Johnson versus Ivor Heinrich. or Kevin Issaguire.
Okay. And at 139 for New Ulm is Tegan Crawl, a senior, and he'll be wrestling probably the one that didn't wrestle at 133.
At 139 for New Ulm, Chase Lee will wrestle Holland Shocker, a senior for Team United.
Okay, and at 145, Elijah Reiser, a senior, will be wrestling Ben Demerson, also a senior.
At 152, Braxton Kiker of New Ulm, and we have Lincoln Santer or Cameron Sather. Cameron Sather is defaulted out, so it will probably be Lincoln Santer that gets moved up into the 152 pound weight class, and then New Ulm has two weight in at 152.
Yep. At 152 or at 160 will be either Spencer Grill or Caden Briggs, both are seniors for New Ulm.
At 172, Dirk Haynes of New Ulm will be wrestling either Bentley Boffin or Teddy Boffin.
And at 189, either the one that Danny just mentioned or Hunter Peel, a sophomore, against either Bentley or Teddy Boffin.
At 189, Lane Rook of New Ulm will be wrestling Josh Kranz of United.
At 215, Kirkin Fordworth, a senior for New Ulm, against Brian Rohde, a senior for Team United.
And at heavyweight for New Ulm, Emerson Johnson will be facing Gabe Lowry, Team United.
The Eagles, the New Ulm Eagles, are coached by head coach Kevin Briggs, assistant coach Andrew Alkus, and Nick Rauch. And for Team United, head coach Hank Ireland, assisted by Luke Blossom and Mike Boyle. And that is your State Farm starting lineup.
All the teams have been warmed up. They're kind of all huddling right now. New Ulm's already booked their huddle and sitting on the chairs ready to go. Team United is sitting kitty corner across from us in the bleachers. Looks like the high seed got the home or got the soft seat, the bleachers, but it is what it is. So.
And on January 6th, these two teams met in New Ulm, and New Ulm won that duel by the final score of 46-18. So New Ulm certainly would be favored.
Well, we've talked about New Ulm for probably the last 3 years. All 4 years ago, I think they had seven wrestlers on their varsity, and they were not very good. And this new coach come in, and he has got this program on track. I mean, they are physical, and you know they don't have anybody ranked super high in the state, but 6, 9, 9, and 9. They got four kids or five kids ranked. You know, they probably won't have a state champ, but they probably will have a bunch of kids going to state.
That's for sure. Their current dual meet record is 22-0. So, and they've wrestled as tough a schedule as they could. We're going to send it back to the studio for our national anthem.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus and Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Frontossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Mineota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, MB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Sight Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prince Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minnesota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Oz Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, PK Office Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggested Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.
Okay, welcome back to Fairmont, Minnesota. We've got Griffin Johnson out.
Yep, Griffin
Johnson. 107 against Chase Wilson. They're both freshmen. And the match is underway. Both locked up head-to-head. And Wilson shoots in on a single on Griffin. But right on the edge of the mat, and they go off. And how important are these matches? Two officials on each map.
Exactly.
One is blowing the whistle and counting the, awarding the points and counting the near fall, and the other one is letting them know if, and helping them out from a different angle across the map.
Yeah, if there's a clap or something that they didn't see from the front side, Chase Wilson just got a takedown on Griffin there.
He shot in and then went around the corner. And that must be our scoreboard.
40 seconds to go here in the first period.
Oh, nice switch
in there.
Oh, great. And Griffin's having a great year. He was in that ninth grade state tournament, ninth grade league, and probably 15 matches or so on the varsity.
Wilson gets back up on his feet. Griffin does have a nice double leg takedown. He's a little bit high and got his head trapped, but short time, 15 seconds to go here. He's just got to hang on to his leg for dear life. Wilson putting in a power half here, or a three-quarter, just cranking on Griffin, but Griffin's doing a good job of hanging on just a couple seconds to go, and he's going to survive that.
And yes, he does.
3-2. Good shape. That was a great, that was huge points to score there toward the end of the period. I did not see who got the choice, but
I think Wilson did, and
he chooses down.
Chooses down. Caution here on Griffin.
Had his elbow swung out a little too far in front. Can't do that, but it's just a caution. No point.
Wilson stands up and feels the hands away and gets an escape. So
4-2 right now.
4-2.
Both guys are fairly long, tall, 107 pounders, equally built. Wilson kind of tried to do a sweet single there, and Griffin kind of just threw him by. This ball got a takedown out of it.
Wilson a little taller than Griffin. Griffin might be a little bit under 107 pounds too, I would guess. But having a great year for himself,
he is. There, oh, shoots a single, but Wilson sprawls back, trying to spin around, but Griffin catches a leg, and he's got a high single here. Wilson putting a lot of pressure on a cross face, got Griffin broke down to the mat, and gets the hook, and there's the three-point takedown.
So 7-2 right now. with a minute left in the second period.
Chase Wilson, his wrist tied up and trying to throw that half in, but Griffin reaches back and seals that off of him. Now he's got that deep waist in with a half just riding, and kind of an Iowa ride, and Griffin's going to get called for stalling. I don't know about that when you're pinned down to the mat. Now he comes up, hits a split, just about comes around the corner to get that.
Down to 25 seconds left in the second period.
Puts another sit out there, tries to grab Wilson's head, and Wilson pops his head out. Now Wilson trying to weave a armbar up on Griffin's back. He's getting it back up there, but
short time
for Griffin. He's got to just tear down and not let this go.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job of fighting it, but Wilson still got his, and Griffin's going to survive this. He did a great job of fighting that.
Okay.
So 7-2 going into the second period, or into the third period, excuse me. And I think it's going to be Griffin's choice, but he is going to choose down.
Okay, we'll see what he does. Wilson riding from the left side.
Getting the clock set right here. Tries a little stand up. Wilson kind of follows him up. Does an underhook and deep waist.
Run together!
Wilson trying to throw in a cross face here, but Griffin keeps his head down. Now he tries to hit a split in a sit-out position, and Wilson grabs an arm and bars it up on Griffin. He left that one arm kind of dragging behind, and Wilson caught it. Now he's weaving an arm bar in on that arm, and he's got the far wrist trap just trying to run Griffin over. Griffin sits up and comes out of this, gets an escape out of it.
7-4.
Big takedown. 7-3 right now.
So,
7-3 two takedowns.
Yep.
Got 1:09 to go here in third period. A lot of time to score some points. Wilson shoots in underneath, tries to get an ankle pick on Griffin. Griffin kind of just caught him and stopped it. Now he shoots in on a nice single, bringing him around and takes him down.
Good job.
So I think he needs to let him go.
7-6. And there he is. Yep. So 8-6 right now.
If he gets out down here.
Yes.
This would be huge. As beat up as United is, it needs every point that can get here. So this would be a huge team win. Griffin shoots down underneath, and we're talking about Wilson's length. He catches Griffin in a near-side cradle. He's got him on his back. We can't see.
20 seconds left.
A lot of time.
Yep.
Griffin's fighting as hard as he can. It's getting tighter.
That's 5:56. And New Orleans goes ahead by the score of 6-0. People right here for the 114-pound weight class. It was a great match until that last takedown and into a tough near side cradle.
And Griffin had to shoot. I mean, otherwise he loses,
right.
But doesn't get pinned, obviously. But yeah, that's the chance you take of going after it. Looks like Colin Rosendahl is going to step out.
Yep.
Regan Johnson,
a junior, against Colin Rosendahl, a ninth grader. Colin has been doing a good job in the ninth grade league as well. He didn't make it to the state tournament, but he placed, fourth. And he shoots in for a single leg on Regan Johnson. So both
Johnson gets a takedown here. Riding on the left side, just keeping Colin kind of trapped to his base, trying to weave in an arm bar. Colin doing a good job of blocking that off and grabbing a wrist.
Both Colin Rosendahl and Griffin Johnson tried some takedowns there. They initiated the first move, but in this case, Regan Johnson countered it and got the takedown.
Well, we've come in on how physical New Orleans has it showed there when Griffin shot in and just got a little bit out of position, forcing that takedown, got caught in the pin, and now Colin is doing a good job of blocking it, but Reagan Johnson's trying to get him into that far side cradle. He's got that cross face on Colin and just cranking on that. Now he steps through underneath, trying to rotate, goes back to that. Colin's doing a great job of keeping his shoulder up. There's no points awarded there. That was close. Now Reagan Johnson goes, he's got that near side leg lock up, gets in the arm bar on the left side of Colin. He's trying to crank that. Colin doing a good job and just keeps scooting around.
25 seconds left in the first period.
Now Reagan gets him over. Official has not counted any points yet.
Oh, he is.
This is pretty tight.
Short time left.
Short time. 7 seconds. You've got to hang in there. I can see his shoulder up. Good job by Colin fighting this.
Yep.
Man alive, that was tight. He had a double-double on him, and that's hard to survive that. So it end up being 7-0 at the end of the first period in favor of Reagan Johnson.
It would be Colin's choice. I think he chose neutral. So he did the initial shooting for the takedown. They're both working on some hand control.
He's given up a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Now. This kid is a lot bigger than him. You can see body pop. Now Reagan Johnson shoots in on a double, and Colin is right out on the edge of the mat. He's able to get himself out of bounds and pull Johnson with him, so a fresh start in the middle. Yeah, Johnson's quite a bit taller and thicker, so
yeah.
Colin rolls it out. He's giving up a lot of weight here, which is not easy, but he's out here fighting hard. Shoots in on a nice single. Dumps Johnson to his butt, but Johnson bounces back up. He's got that leg tucked underneath. There's the size difference. He just whips his leg around and gets a reversal on Colin. Or was that a takedown? That would have been a takedown,
yeah.
I was thinking he got that already. So 7-0 right, 10-0 right now.
And he lets Colin go. Now he shoots in again on a takedown, so 10-1 right now. Oh, with a head and arm throw, nice takedown by Regan Johnson.
A lot of time on the clock, 45 yeah. seconds. It's going to be tough. There's a call. There's a call.
At 1 minute and 11 seconds. It'd be three minutes and 11 seconds. We'll take this break. We'll be back at the 121-pound weight class after this.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Back here at Fairmont, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee, and we're at 121.5. And Keith Anderson, the ninth grader, just got pinned by
Braden Miller.
Braden Miller.
31 seconds.
31 seconds. Emerson, Eli Olson is not wrestling today. He got injured on Thursday and is trying to heal up for the individuals next week. So we are down to 133-pound weight class. Colin Kick, an eighth grader against. We got
Trent Boffin.
Trent Boffin. Boffin in on a takedown on Kicker. Boffin, ninth grader, and Kicker, an eighth grader. And Kicker has a takedown on Trent. Working on a half Nelson. Got an armbar in there. Trying to tilt and
brings it back on a tilt.
kind of a suicide role there, but these guys that do this, we've talked about it before, they feel very comfortable with their back exposed to the mat. He's going to pick up, I think, four near fall here. So 7-0 with 50 seconds to go here, first period. Now he digs in an arm bar, and he's got the far wrist trap trying to run it over the top. 40 seconds to go here. He brings it over. This is tight. 30 seconds. He's got to fight off this. He does a nice job of getting back to his base, fighting hard from underneath to get back to his belly. Going to give up some near fall, but another four-point near fall.
Makes it 11-0 with 20 seconds left.
Good fight, because that was tough. I mean, he had that in a deep arm bar in the far wrist trap, and he had him rolled over, but Trent just kept fighting back and forth and ended up getting off his back. Going to survive the first period right on the edge of the mat.
And for Team United, this is like what New Ulm was about 3 years ago, 8th and 9th graders.
Right.
So they're fighting like crazy.
Yeah. Just all gunned right now.
Right.
Keeker chooses down. So Trent climbs on top. Up. Keeker jumped the whistle there. A little quick. No points or nothing. Hits a good stand-up on Trent. Comes around, then hits a switch.
So it's 13-0.
Digs in that deep arm bar right away, trying to reach across and get the other wrist. Now he's got him tipped over.
And gets near fall. So it's a tech fall, 16-0 at the... didn't get the time. But in the second period, probably 30 seconds.
2:16.
2:16. Okay. We'll keep it right here for
23-0 now, team score is. This is me.
I don't know if Gavin Martinson's going to be wrestling or not.
Alex Porter for New Ulm.
Alex is ranked number 6 in the state at a 127, and he gets a takedown right away. Couldn't hear who the...
This might be Trent Botham all day. Look, we are across the gym, so we don't...
Yeah.
And it's loud in here, so you don't hear the announcer. Anyway, Alex Porter got a takedown here, and he ended up getting 3 near fall points out of it, so 6-0.
They might be saving Mortensen. He weighed in at 133.
Yeah.
He could go up to 139, but they have a good wrestler there, too. So I'm going to have to wait.
1 minute to go here, first period. 6-0.
Oh, there's another.
New Ulm loves them little tilts right here. They've used it almost every match. Good job by, I think that this one is Trent Botham, fighting through that and getting back to his base. You gotta be careful when he reaches back. Porter's just waiting for that. He can slap in it.
He's got the arm bar across his back. Now he's working for a double arm bar. Oh, he just brings him back. And,
oh, wow. They are physical. They just take your arm, and I'm going to take your arm and take it over here. Short time to go. 15 seconds to go here in the period. This is getting tighter and tighter.
There's the ball. Right at the 2 minute mark. So we'll keep it right here. It looks like a shocker coming out. We're at
139.
139. So Gavin Mortensen will not be wrestling.
Did you hear their name, Dick?
Did not.
39. Tragen Paul. Trig and crawl, I think.
Okay, yeah.
What is that?
Well, Holland's been wrestling tough. He is so long for 139 pounds. If he shoots in, tries to get a single sweep, and Tragen Kroll just shoots around, gets the takedown, and then lets Holland go right away. Holland's been fun to watch lately. Kroll tried to shoot his teeth, and Holland, I think he was looking for a headlock there when Kroll's head popped up, but immediately he got his head back down, so Holland couldn't take advantage of that. Both guys just in a front tie here. Holland tries to shoot, slide underneath, but Kroll blocks that. Both guys down in a football stance. Now they're back up onto their feet.
Holland is senior, as is Kroll. Having a good year. He's through his whole career, he's been a fun one to watch.
He is. He's exciting. Yeah. He's one of those wrestlers that can catch anybody at the right time, and he's physical enough to finish it. So he has been fun. Kroll shoots down underneath and just rips that arm over the top and gets a takedown, so that'll make it 6-1. Kroll is physical. Holland up on his feet. Kroll just shoves him away, so 6-2.
Kroll wrestled at 152 in the dual meet in January. So he's dropped down two weight classes.
15 seconds left of the period. Kroll throws Holland. Boy, you don't see that, but Holland gets off his back. No near fall. So he gets another takedown, so leading 9-2 right now. Time running out, first period. We'll see Holland gets off very often. Holland defers.
Kroll chooses down.
All right, let's see if he can break him down and get something going here. Good whistle, but just a little quick by Kroll there, so caution to him. No points scored.
Here he's up on his feet again, and Holland lets him go, basically.
Well, he's probably best on his feet. He's dangerous on his feet. But Kroll is, he's built.
And like I said, he wrestled at 152 in the duel in January. Oh, there.
Got a scramble going on here. Holland had to give it up.
Yep.
Kroll gets a takedown. He's going to let him go right away.
8-3.
13-3. Both back on their feet, middle of the mat. Holland doesn't like something that's going on. He's shaking his head. But well, we've talked about it many, many times, how physical this new home team is, and they are showing it right now.
They just have a 9.
16-4 on the board.
Okay.
9. Yep.
Okay.
16-4. Back on their feet. Holland tries to duck under. Kroll just blocks that and then shoots around. Holland didn't even attempt to really stop that. He might be getting really frustrated right here. That's check ball.
Yep. 19-4.
That's a
340. Ben?
Yeah.
Comes Ben. Chase Lee for New Ulm, a sophomore against Ben Gunlickson, a senior, ranked number one in the state in class AA at that weight class. And Ben
gets an underhook muscle roll there.
Yes.
He's got Lee on his back. Pretty tight.
There's a fall at 18 seconds.
Hey, we get on board.
We got on board. Yes, we did. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the 152-pound weight class after this.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
Back here at Fairmont, Dick Dimmel along with Danny Lee and Ben Gunnlaugsson got a quick pin. Us on the board, and then state-ranked Elijah Reeser came out and got a quick pin against Lincoln Sand here, and we're at 160 pounds right now. They haven't announced who it was.
Well, we only got one weight in at 60, so Adrian Speck for us.
And probably Cannon Briggs.
Yep.
A senior, he's got Speck on a takedown and working on the back. At 49 seconds.
Okay. 172.
New Orleans got two weighed in, and so does United.
Bentley Bossom.
Bentley Bossom.
Get here, New Orleans.
Hunter Hill, maybe. Bentley is a junior. Hill is a sophomore. He's got Heel up on his feet, hopping around on one leg. Bentley's trying to pick him up.
Heel shot in on a single, and Bentley kind of sprawled, and he countered that. Now Heel throws him on his back.
Wow.
.126 to go. This is tight. He's got him in a headlock right out on the edge of the mat. His feet are inbound, so everything keeps going. Bentley tries to rotate around. Now he's taking him over the top. The official right down on the wall. 48.
Okay, up to 189, and we know it's Ryan Rohde because of his height. We don't have to decide on that. And we'll have to wait to see who New Orleans sends out. Cole Bogus, a sophomore, against Ryan Rohde, a senior. He's another one that's fun to watch over the years. And he uses his leverage. He's a tall wrestler.
New Orleans coach must have switched that thought right at the last second because this kid didn't even have his warm-up, Bob. So now we're underway. Yeah, Brian is a tall, tall dude, and he's got a good build on him for his height to make that weight.
Oh, yes. And I don't know.
Hodges is just a sophomore. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
Both guys just doing a little head fighting here, kind of feel out your opponent, see what they want to try and counter or whatever. Ryan's out of just get underneath. He's very good at, like, duck under flybys, stuff like that. But Bojes is holding him off now. He tries a Russian tie there. Ryan pulls his arm back out of there. Both guys right center of the mat. Haven't hardly left the center circle. Trying to do a little head fighting here. Ryan adjusts his headgear, and Bojes kind of did a little half shot on him. You've got to be careful. Make sure you back away when you're doing that. Neither guy can get inside the other person's defense here. Ryan switches across and gets a wrist tie. Now Bojes steps in on a Russian tie on that.
Down to 20 seconds left in the first period.
Looks like this match might be decided on the mat here.
Yeah.
Either guy can get inside the other guy's, their opponent's defense. 10 seconds to go. That's the way it's going to end.
Yep.
This is a
big choice to Brian. And he chooses down. That's a place to choose when it's 0-0.
Absolutely.
In case it goes into overtime, then you would get a choice in that second period of the overtime.
Plus, it's a lot easier to get away than to ride somebody. I always thought you could just keep moving. You know, our coaches, when we were wrestling, said, you know, have three moves lined up in your head. Yeah, Brian does a nice little sit out, gets up on his feet, gets the escape.
Kind of in a underlock there.
Yeah, he's got to be careful, so don't get in there and get tossed.
Well, now he drops down to a single, and Bogue pummels out of that.
It breaks apart. Both guys in a head tie and trying to grab each other's wrists to get some leverage. Neither guy can seem to get inside. Ryan shoves the head away and just gets a break.
One minute gone in the second period.
There's a nice single by Brian and takes him right down at the edge of the mat. Nice shot there. Just slid in and used his length. Got underneath his elbows and reached out and pulled that leg right into him.
They go off the mat, so a fresh start.
Bojes had nowhere to go but down the mat.
Brian rising from the left side, both trying to stand up, and Brian grabs that deep waist and brings him back down. Now he's going across the face.
Hammers in a cross face. I think he's got the cradle locked up, yep. And he does. He's got Bojes over, and this is tight. Oh, he was pinned there for a second. Right there it was, too. Bojes just rocking back. There it was. He just got a hold of for a split second longer to be done. Well, official's got to get out of the way. He's going to get run over. Ryan switches over to a headlock. Bogus grabbing onto his uniform a little bit there, but Ryan's going to come up with four points here. Ball.
So 7-0.
Oh, that was a great cradle on with Brian there. He had Bogus in trouble.
Second period over. Leading
8-0. And it'll be Brian's choice. Oh, no, Bogus' choice. He deferred, so they go neutral. Well, that was exciting. Brian, that was so close to being a pin. The official would slide to one side to look at the other shoulder, and then he'd have to come across. And that shoulder, the far shoulder, had already been down on the mat for a second. But I don't think the second official can call a pin.
No.
He's just watching for backside stuff, you know, grabbing singlets or clasping and stuff like that. Oh, there's a nice sweep single by Brian there. Right out on the edge of the mat. Switches down to a double. Bojes just powered up, underhooked, and powered up.
Yep.
So.
.120 left in the match.
Now Bodes is in a double underhook, and Brian just backs off, but got a warning for stalling, no big deal.
Yeah, that's what Bodes got to do, is try to get in a muscle move on Brian. Brian
gets a hold of the wrist and just hangs onto him. That kind of stops all that stuff. It's hard to do any headlocks or throws with one wrist tied up. So now Brian pushing Bogues off the edge of the mat. Now Bogues does a little kind of a wrist tie. 40 seconds to go here, third period. Brian's got to keep pushing forward, though. He's been warned already, so just got to do a couple half shots here and there. There's another warning.
Well, that's a point, then. That keeps it a simple decision. He needs a takedown to put a major.
Now Bogues is stepping in on a deep underhook. Brian goes ahead.
Oh, and hammers
him down to the mat.
The official, it took him forever to get there. I think he was pinned.
There's a ball. At 5 minutes and 52 seconds. Well, makes it
52-12.
12 points for Team United. And we got,
when that guy, when Volk's head popped up, Brian just hammered it. It was over very, very quick. Okay, we got
the 2:15, and Gabe Lawler is coming out, and he'll be going against.
Lane Rutsch. Rutsch, however you say it. R-U-T-A. He shoots in on a single on Gabe.
Wow.
Takes him down to the mat.
Yeah, and he weighed in at 189. Lane Rutsch, Gabe is a senior.
He's pretty thick.
Yeah, he is.
Well-built kid.
Well, yeah. For 189,
he'd be a big 189
player. Yes, he would.
Gabe does a sit-out, tries to catch a little hip roll there, but Roche is, he blocks that off, gets back into the riding position. Gabe gets up on his feet, steps away.
Rush wrestled Brian Roby in the duel in January. Okay, another takedown by Rush.
Oh, he goes to a butcher. He's got Gabe going over. Whole minute to go here. There's the leg.
At 101. And that ends it.
No, that was 2:15.
Oh, 2:15. Now
but I think we're going to forfeit out on. Yeah, we're forfeiting out at heavy. So, 58.
So, 64-12. Kind of what we were talking earlier with our injuries, though. I mean, New Ulm has got a hell of a team, but I think we could have ran with them. Maybe we could have tightened it up a lot more with three kids that were out. So that's wrestling.
Yeah,
can't do nothing about it.
Okay, well, United now has a 23-0 record. They'll go to the finals.
And New Ulm does.
Or New Ulm will go to the finals against the winner of the Marshall Wyndham match, and right now Marshall's ahead 29-0, and it's probably going to be Marshall and New Ulm. Team United ends their season with a 17-9 record, and good effort by the team. And now they have the section individuals next Friday and Saturday at Hutchinson.
Yep.
And we'll be there to cover that. But we will take this break, come back with the Neon Needle Subway post-match after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000. Or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
If you're looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079, Ryan Smith Seeds.
You're only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. Call Woodstock Telephone Company in Ruthin at area code 507-658-3830. That's area code 507-658-3830. It's Minnesota owned and operated. Give them a call today. Remember, only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. That's Woodstock Telephone Company, your independent telephone company serving Ruthin and the surrounding area.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is proud to be a part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton. For wherever life takes you, check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate. Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listing area. And give Shannon or Nick a call today for free estimates for the upcoming concrete season.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Well, welcome back to Fairmont. Dick Newman and now Hank Ireland. And Hank, it's just one of those things when you get to the end of the season and you're banged up, but I think you did the right thing by holding some people out so they can come back with the individual, hopefully, next week.
Yeah, we are definitely banged up. Third, fourth stringers were putting in there today, and but we kind of knew what the outcome was going to be coming into today with who we had, and especially seeing how tough Walt is. But yeah, I told the kids, we put you out there, you just fight. That's all we asked of you. Just go out there and fight for 6 minutes, and they did.
Yeah.
Went out there hard and fought. Griffin started off with a great match. I mean, that could be the section final individually for him, so it was good to see that that's a match he can win.
Yeah.
When he can go out there and change the outcome of that one.
That's right. And we remarked that this, some of your young team that went out there, they fought. In most cases, they initiated the takedown and just got overpowered. By older kid, you know, and that's what New Ulm was about 3 years ago with those now juniors and seniors.
Yeah, like Colin Rosendahl, he was up at 100 for ninth grade, but he was up at 114, and he was attacking it, getting in on single leg, but
that's
just
right.
A little too small to be a 114 pounder this year.
Right, that's right. So, you did end up a couple of victories, and that made them happy for the rest of the season for you, too. And the nice thing about wrestling, if you can't make it as a team, you still have a chance as an individual.
Yep, and we have a bunch of guys that have a great shot to punch their tickets to the state tournament. A couple of them are a little dinged up with minor stuff that just needs a couple days rest, and we decided to take that couple days today and yesterday and Sunday, and we'll see what next week brings, and hopefully they should all be back, or do the role for individuals.
Yeah, and you had three of the ranked wrestlers that you have that sat out today. So, Alan Chalker wrestled well. But,
that could be a section final match, too.
That could. Yeah.
Be.
Yep. So, why is there a two-day tournament next week?
I think because we have 11 teams in the section now, so you give 11 home teams a chance.
Well, we'll be back. We'll be in Hutchinson on both days, so they'll cover you. So let's get these guys healed up and fired up and ready to go.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus and Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Frontossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Mineota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prince Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lima Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Kluver Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Oz Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Brzezinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92. State Dance on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services of Madison, Ag Processing Incorporated, Anderson Grain Solutions, Appleton Area Health, Appleton Dental Clinic, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Boris Crop Insurance, Cargill, CCM Health, Culligan, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson. State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dr. Ann and the staff at the Granite Family Chiropractic Center, Greater Community Credit Union, Haas Seeds, Haugen Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits, Jenny O Turkey Store, Jim's Market in Canby, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Rame along with Dee Dee Scholler here. Dee Dee, exciting time. All 12 teams have performed in high kick, and here we go.
Yes, it was a great preliminary. Every team put it out there, high energy. I thought the energy was high as I expressed, but it's going to be a top six and a tougher final. It's close.
That's right. The finals tonight will be at 5:30, and Dee Dee and I will be live on the air with that. We're going to cover it live, all six dances, and then we'll have the results. So probably around quarter after six or so tonight, who's going to be the state champion? Of course, Knoxville Valley Dawson Boys Shadows last night, state champions in jazz, and they'd love to repeat high kick, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. We would love to go home with a double blue, but like I said, just making it here to state is such an honor, let alone making it into finals. So they gave it all they got for a very strong prelim. I felt the shadows delivered. So we'll see how that leads into finals and if we can get a spot there.
That's right. And Yellow Medicine East out of Section 3 did very well as well. We were pretty pleased with their routine. Didn't see anything, flaring.
Nope.
Montevideo Gold Dusters, they danced last out of the 12 teams, and I was pretty impressed with the Gold Dusters.
Yeah, they did a very good job closing out the prelim. They had a very strong performance. They danced to Rihanna. So that was nice to see them back on the floor. They were here last year, and that is such an honor to come back.
All right. Montevideo just being introduced. They're on the big video screen here as they walk onto the Target Center floor. Love calling state dance at the Target Center. Just a great venue for this, isn't it?
It is. Under the lights, all the bedazzling from the moms, it just sparkles. And we're talking about their routines, and you always have to go with the theme. And
yep.
All of them are very different this year.
Yep.
We have a Simon Says.
Love the Simon
Says.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was Crosby Ironton.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the Holding Ford had a big theme, a Roman soldier theme, Roman theme. That was cool. St. Cloud Cathedral, very, with the red gloves that they had,
Barella.
Yeah. Yellow Medicine East, a lot of difficulty in their routine. As I mentioned, Crosby Ironton, Simon Says, it was really cute and very, very good. So here we go.
They're getting ready to announce in performance order for tonight, the final six, dancing first.
Here we go. Good luck to all of them.
Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd.
We're going to dance first tonight. That's, I don't know if we've ever done that.
It's been a little bit since we've had a kickoff final. So last night we were last. Tonight we will be first, so we will set the bar high.
Second and final. Here we go, second and final.
Step forward. Holding
third. Roll dance second.
And there, that was the Roman soldier theme. And the dads, holding for dads, they're in Roman soldier gear. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they've got four of them that are dressed to impress today.
Competing third will be...
Wabasha Kellogg.
Oh. I did not have them in my six.
I did not either. So that is impressive. Again, they are very shocked as well. So good for them. Congratulations. They will be dancing third, Wabasha Kellogg.
Wow, I did not have them in my... I picked six. Here we go, four.
Crosby Ironton will be dancing fourth.
I have them.
I did too.
That was the Simon Says routine.
Mm-hmm. They've got on the front of their uniform the colors of Simon Says, so that's a fun routine.
They said Simon Says stand on one foot, and they all stand on
one
foot.
Yes, they do. They Simon
two teams left. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to look at my sheet.
Forward.
Dancing fifth.
St.
Cloud Cathedral. They have a Cruella DeVille theme in there, and white and black, half is black, half is white, and then they have these long red gloves, so very visual effects on that routine.
All right, let's see if we get white.
Spot here. Let's see who's going to close out finals.
Let's get YME or Montevideo in there.
Nope.
Wow.
This is impressive for a final lineup here.
Nerve-wracking if you're down there because there's only one team that can be called the dance in the finals tonight. Here we go.
Who's going to be dancing sixth?
The final team that will compete in finals in class.
Closing out finals is
forward.
Yellow Medicine East will close out the finals. So congratulations to Yellow Medicine East from Section 3A. We will have two of us representing 3A in the finals. So just to wrap up the final six here, kicking off finals tonight will be our very own Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd Saddle, so we will come out strong and fierce and raise that bar. Number two is Holding Forward. Number three is Wabasha Kellogg. Number four is Crosby Ironton. Number five is St. Paul Cathedral. And number six is YME. So that's